Note to the second edition. In order to preserve the integrity of the original text, I have limited the updating of the current edition to a small number of footnotes. I added a long postscript essay, going deeper into philosophical and empirical discussions of the subject, and addressing some misunderstandings of the concept of the black swan that cropped up after the initial publication of the book. Prologue. On the Plumage of Birds. Before the discovery of Australia, people in the Old World were convinced that all swans were white, an unassailable belief as it seemed completely confirmed by empirical evidence. The sighting of the first black swan might have been an interesting surprise for a few ornithologists and others extremely concerned with the coloring of birds, but that is not where the significance of the story lies. It illustrates a severe limitation to our learning from observations or experience and the fragility of our knowledge. One single observation can invalidate a general statement derived from millennia of confirmatory sightings of millions of white swans. All you need is one single, and I am told, quite ugly, black bird. Footnote. The spread of camera cell phones has afforded me a large collection of pictures of black swans sent by traveling readers. Last Christmas I also got a case of black swan wine, not my favorite, a videotape, I don't watch videos, and two books. I prefer the pictures. I push one step beyond this philosophical logical question into an empirical reality, and one that has obsessed me since childhood. Footnote. I used the logical metaphor of the black swan, not capitalized, for black swan events, capitalized. But this problem should not be confused with the logical problem raised by many philosophers. This is not so much about exceptions as it is about the oversized role of extreme events in many domains in life. Furthermore, the logical problem is about the possibility of the exception, black swan. Mine is about the role of the exceptional event, black swan, leading to the degradation of predictability and the need to be robust to negative black swans and exposed to positive ones. What we call here a black swan, and capitalize it, is an event with the following three attributes. First, it is an outlier, as it lies outside the realm of regular expectations, because nothing in the past can convincingly point to its possibility. Second, it carries an extreme impact, unlike the bird. Third, in spite of its outlier status, human nature makes us concoct explanations for its occurrence after the fact, making it explainable and predictable. I stop and summarize the triplet. Rarity, extreme impact, and retrospective, though not prospective, predictability. Footnote. The highly expected not happening is also a black swan. Note that, by symmetry, the occurrence of a highly improbable event is the equivalent of the non-occurrence of a highly probable one. A small number of black swans explain almost everything in our world, from the success of ideas and religions, to the dynamics of historical events, to elements of our own personal lives. Ever since we left the Pleistocene, some 10 millennia ago, the effect of these black swans has been increasing. It started accelerating during the Industrial Revolution, as the world started getting more complicated. While ordinary events, the ones we study and discuss and try to predict from reading the newspapers, have become increasingly inconsequential. Just imagine how little your understanding of the world on the eve of the events of 1914 would have helped you guess what was to happen next. Don't cheat by using the explanations drilled into your cranium by your dull high school teacher. How about the rise of Hitler and the subsequent war? How about the precipitous demise of the Soviet bloc? How about the consequences of the rise of Islamic fundamentalism? How about the effect of the spread of the Internet? How about the market crash of 1987 and the more unexpected recovery? Fads, epidemics, fashion, ideas, the emergence of art genres and schools all follow these black swan dynamics. Literally, just about everything of significance around you might qualify. This combination of low predictability and large impact makes the black swan a great puzzle, but that is not yet the core concern of this book. Add to this phenomenon the fact that